Tim, I'm not going to answer that question.
Yeah, Tim, you understand that what? Scooter is a good man.
You know,
he was a great man.
Came to an interview. What, do you think I wasn't going to ask any questions?
I thought
well,
Rosser
that
actually
is a subject
showed...
matter that is not open for discussion.
Yeah, well, screw you. So,
well, you said there were weapons of mass destruction. No, I said he had the potential for weapons.
No, I'll play what you said.
Well, you can't rely upon that, Tim.
We're going right, well,
to have a great show today.
That's right. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It is 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. September 11th, the road to readiness 5 years later. How prepared are we, and what lies ahead?
United Airlines Flight 93 departed Newark for San Francisco, was hijacked, and crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
As we reflect on the 5 years that have passed since September 11, 2001, many of us here in the Bay Area remember the heroic efforts of those on board San Francisco-bound United Flight 93.
United 93, Cleveland. United 93, Cleveland. United 93 is here at Cleveland Center. Right at, please.
There were 40 heroes on that flight, as well as 4 Islamic hijackers. All lost their lives when the plane went down in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
We're going to try and do something. That was the message sent by some very American heroes with names like Sandra Bradshaw, Jeremy Glick, Mark Bingham, Todd Beamer, and Thomas Bennett. They witnessed the brutality on board and somehow summoned the strength to warn us and take action.
In October of 2006, the San Francisco Bay Area Flight 93 Memorial will open and be dedicated in Union City. Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDRadio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Good traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
And this report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. We'll start with that Bay Bridge where the metering lights are on. And we've got to back up past the Grand Avenue overcrossing and stop-and-go conditions to the toll plaza and up the incline. Also, some slow traffic right now at the south end of the Golden Gate Bridge. This is northbound 101. We've got reports of a multi-car pileup. They're quickly moving this off the bridge, though, but we've got to back up from the middle of the span to the from the toll plaza. And southbound 101 starting to get backed up approaching the toll plaza as well. And in Fremont, a multi-car pileup, southbound 101. This is as you're approaching Fremont Boulevard, and you've got a backup now between Mowry Avenue and Dixon Landing Road in Milpitas. Good morning. It is 7:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning. You check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting our website at quakeradio.com. And now, it is the very real dynamic duo, Willie Brown and Will Durst, right here on 960 The Quake.
Dynamic duo. I like that. Thank you, Ms. Ellen Hyatt. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie to 7:04 a.m. on September 11th, 2006. This is 960 The Quake. You are keeping it real. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're going to get to the bottom of your phone call from Condoleezza Rice later on. But this is a great show. Today we
All
got...
she said was, thank you.
Later on this hour, we have Rory O'Connor, who's the executive producer of a movie called 911 Press for Truth, which is a little different than the movie that ABC was showing this weekend. And the 8 o'clock hour, Susie Turnbull, who's the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. And then Ed Schultz will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a good show.
Did you watch Path to 9/11?
I saw the last half of it. I saw the interesting half when the Afghanis were set to take out bin Laden and Sandy Berger of Bush's security, I mean Clinton's national security advisor, wouldn't let him do it. And then the Afghan turns to his CIA connect on their horses riding splendiferously into the sunset. Tell me, are there no real men in Washington, D.C., or are they all cowards? I saw that portion.
I saw the whole thing.
You did?
I must tell you that it was difficult for me early on to determine why Clinton and his crowd had been so concerned. You saw the part where the concern wasn't raised.
And supposedly that had been edited.
And if it was worse after, before it was edited, I don't know, I could get any worse for Sandy Berger. He really had a... it appeared as if he did not want to take the heat. It appears as if Clinton did his usual thing. Hey, Sandy, that's your job. You have authority to do whatever is necessary to be done. And Sandy Berger would not make the call, apparently, according to this doc, this
exactly
pseudo-documentary.
And George Tenet comes out as a hero.
No, I think he comes out as a real bad guy.
Tenet. I thought he looked strong.
No,
he wanted to go through. And
no, the CIA director could have made the call, but he would not make the call. He would let the guys in the field make the call, but he would not make the call.
And Madeleine Albright looks like
she looks like she should. As a matter of fact, they kind of played her up as if she was the snitch. She's the one that called the Pakistani government.
Yeah,
early on, before the missiles were launched, and they said that hey, those cruise missiles travel about 5 hours. What are they? Southwest Airlines?
They're doing 30 miles an hour over it.
What is this? You mean to tell me? And they said that, you know, when they launched and that Clinton had kept two submarines below the water just outside of Pakistan to be, you know, used at any moment that bin Laden was spotted, and that bin Laden actually left the compound 2 hours before based on what they assumed had been information from somebody within the Pakistani government, and that the reason they told Pakistan was that they didn't want them to think they were being attacked by India.
Since they both...
Whoa, wait. The directions of the missiles didn't come from India. The directions of the missiles came from Manhattan.
But Pakistani didn't. It was very, very primitive radar. They got two guys on a rope saying, hey. I think that was the information.
With cell phones. Yeah. Hey, how about the guy that... no, you didn't see the early part of it.
No.
Because when they caught the number two guy, the guy that they're currently prosecuting. The guy they're currently prosecuting is the guy that they grabbed, and they did that really smoothly and cleanly, and the calls were made, apprehension occurred, the inside guy, they spirited the guy out of the country, he and his kids. I think he runs a deli over in Viz Valley. I've seen him. I know I've seen him.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
And then did you see at the end of the show, because the show ended early, they didn't run any commercials. So think of what that's costing ABC. And think of how important this is. No commercial interruption. It's obviously being funded by somebody. I mean, they can't afford to do that. They wouldn't do. They're into this to make money. This is Disney. Disney doesn't do anything unless they can make money.
One thing is for certain, though, they had their highest market share last night. They really, absolutely had everybody tuned in to.
And they had a mini version of Nightline on after the show.
15 minutes. They only went 2 hours and 45 minutes. They didn't go the full 3 hours. They went 2 hours and 45 minutes, and they had a mini version of Nightline, which, incidentally, you could have skipped the program, taken the mini version of Nightline, and gotten the whole thing. You could have gotten the whole summary. The summary was done in 15 minutes with excerpts, and it was, frankly, it was as good as the dramatization of the original production.
And a lot cheaper on your time, yeah.
A lot cheaper on your time and a lot cheaper on your listen capacity. For those of us who suffer from ADD, you know, we had to keep popping pills to stay with it.
You going to watch tonight?
Work. No, I won't watch tonight. I won't have time. The Raiders are playing the Chargers tonight. I'm going over there. It's in Oakland.
Oh, you're going
Monday
to the
night football? Yes.
Oh.
Monday night football.
Cool, cool.
It's part of a business thing that some people are doing. They hooked me up a long time ago for the box, and they're sending a car to pick me up to take me over there. I'm going over disguised. After all, I'm not of Oakland.
As a Niner,
in spite
fan,
of the fact that
you're not going to wear your scarlet and gold, are you?
No. I'm going to wear baby blue.
No, you're going to wear black.
No, I'm going to wear baby blue.
Those might be Charger colors. You got to be careful.
They are. They're blue and gold.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're blue and gold.
Yeah, I would not do that.
No, you wouldn't. You only wear black in Oakland, you know, no matter what. You only wear, even if you're for the A's,
even if you're
you
not going to the game, yeah. You're just shopping in Berkeley and 4th Street, yeah.
49ers had
I thought they looked good.
Interesting day yesterday.
I mean, if that pass called back, that pass to Bryant doesn't get called back on a hold and an invisible holding call, that 52-yard touchdown got called back.
How about the two fumbles?
In the first half, yeah.
Davis fumbled one and Gore fumbled one. Gore's fumble led directly to an instant touchdown. The guy picked that ball up and went
to the five.
Yeah. And then took them three times, but they got in on that one. And then, of course, Davis had a good catch, and he fumbled as well. So the two virtual newcomers, Gore's second year, but Davis's first year, they both fumbled, but nobody zeroed in on that. And then I thought Alex Smith has maybe shown the potential for being a quarterback. You forget the fact that he was only in school for about 2 years.
He'd be a junior. He'd be a senior in college this year.
This year, yeah.
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 He's still a senior in college, so I give him a little while, you know.
And then, if you go quickly scan the league, Roger Federer did the Tiger Woods of tennis.
That's what all the papers were saying this weekend. We are keeping the weekend real here on our little recap, what happened, what we did here in 960 The Quake. It is, of course, 911, and we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be finding out where you were.
On Friday night, I went to the opera, the opening of the opera.
Mass Ball. How was it?
Yeah. It was good. I stayed awake.
Did they have the subtitles?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I don't like going to places where I have to work to entertain
myself. You gotta read.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, who says I can read? I mean, what's all that about? But the good thing about this year's opera was frankly the wearing apparel of the men. There were at least 24 men in white tie, which is the way you should go to the opera. Details. There are at least two dozen.
Opening night.
Opening night only.
Yes.
Opening night only.
Okay.
The business of, and by virtue of the fact that it was a masked ball, you could have carried out the theme of the opera itself, and some people did, but it was just spectacular. People like George Schultz looked resplendent.
Oh, he was in white tie?
Oh, yeah.
He looked splendid.
David,
sure, yeah.
Yeah, David Gottlieb, the head of the opera, really looked absolutely spectacular. Robin Naylor Anderson looked really good in his outfit. I mean, it was the number of people wearing tails exceeded anything.
Any good parties
my expectation. Well, they always have a gala ball. The way they do it is you have a cocktail party before with great hors d'oeuvres, 5:30 in the afternoon. 7 o'clock, you go into the production. 9:30, 9:45, you go to the tent. And this tent was decorated like you've never seen a tent decorated for. Simple, but incredibly elegant. The mayor was there, didn't have on tails, and you know, he was wearing tails, wearing a tuxedo. It was a good-looking tuxedo, and he had an absolutely he had the second most attractive woman there with him.
Because the most attractive woman was with you.
Sonia! Sonia was there.
You got to say that.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah, you know.
But her dress was just absolutely spectacular.
Oh, yeah, where's she going?
Or she had more visits to the table. Because it was off the top. It was off the top, and guys were coming over to make sure it was being held up by some
help?
Team. Yes. But the opera itself was very good. The dinner was spectacular. Wells Fargo had invited me, and it turned out that they are the sponsors of the main event. They are the people who provide all the dough. The flowers by Stanley Gatty and Dee Dee Wilsey were just off the scale. They were spectacular. So it was a good operation. And then, Will, I went to see people from your world, comics. I went to see...
Oh, you went to the Axis of Evil comedy
show, right.
At the Palace
That's
of Fine
right.
Arts.
The Palace
Saturday.
Of Fine
yeah.
Arts. And well attended, extremely well attended. No intermission and absolutely a scream. It was really, really funny.
Three or four comics?
It was four and an MC. Four and an MC. And the guy who was scheduled to be interviewed on the station was the MC.
Aaron Cater.
Aaron Cater was the MC. And all the other people were heavily credentialed. They have shows on various units of the tele world now.
Well, I know Dean Obadiah. I've worked with him with the Laughing Liberally series. And he's based in New York. And he works for Saturday Night Live. I think he's one of their lawyers, actually. He's a lawyer for Saturday Night Live.
You mean in real life?
In real life, yeah.
Just on the air?
No. He's a lawyer.
I guess they must laugh like hell when he submits a bill. Because lawyers are known for submitted interesting bills, creative bills. The creativity goes into the bill writing.
But can you imagine you're a lawyer and your parents find out that you're dabbling in stand-up comedy? You might give up comedy.
Not yet.
You might give up law for comedy.
They're so proud. Or combine the two.
There's a couple who do that. We're keeping it real. And you're keeping it real with us. Today is 911, of course, and we want to find out where you were, how your life has changed. Give us a call here on the morning at 7:17 a.m. at 866-960-5753. Right now we have Ellen Hyatt. She's in the newsroom with all the latest. And don't forget, coming up, we have Rory O'Connor is going to join us. He's the executive producer of 911 Press for Truth. A little different than the ABC show. All here on 960 The Quake.
All right. Thank you, Will Durst. It is 7:18 at 960 The Quake. We're going to check on the commute. We've got some troubles right now on the Nimitz and Fremont. A multi-car pileup southbound 880 as you're approaching Fremont Boulevard. And a pretty sizable backup because of it. Emergency crews, even though they're on the right-hand shoulder. Everybody's stopping on both sides of the freeway between Mowry Avenue and Dixon Landing Road in Milpitas. Quake weather that morning. Coastal fog is supposed to clear by midday. The farthest inland temperature is pretty warm, upper 80s and low 90s, with the water temperatures in the 60s and 70s or by the water once the sunshine comes out. And here is what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. A flight from Atlanta to San Francisco this morning was diverted to Dallas. Just as a precaution, though, the flight still on the ground in Dallas. Officials say they made the decision after finding an unclaimed BlackBerry device on board a United Airlines jet. Earlier, the Transportation Security Administration found this unattended backpack on the jet and removed it, cleared the jet out. A TSA spokesman describing the jet as secure now and says it was diverted out of an abundance of caution. San Francisco citywide remembrances starting for 9/11 just about an hour ago. 343 names are being read at all the city fire stations, the victims of 9/11 at the World Trade Center attacks. And BART officials recognizing this day with a moment of silence at 8:46 California time, the moment when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Time, of course, adjusted for California time so that more BART customers can take part in this. BART also honoring the victims and heroes of the nation's worst terror attack by running messages on the train station digital signs every 15 minutes. And that's what's happening. Up in just a moment, it is more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on the San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming, downloading, podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit quakeradio.com.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
We're now being put to the test, but I'll tell you this. If they could go down to Ground Zero here in Lower Manhattan, and you referred to it earlier, and see the following. See those firemen? Take us for a minute, will you?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I can finish.
No, Dan, take care of yourself. We'll be right back here with Dan Rather.
The church
Take care of yourself, Dan.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:23 a.m. This is 960 The Quake. It's September 11, 2006. On the line with us right now is the executive producer of a movie called 911, Pressed for Truth. Rory O'Connor. Rory, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I got to tell you, I got some music playing loudly in the background, so I can't hear too well.
We'll turn it down.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's a little early even here in New York for loud music.
And you are in New York, and you were in New York at 911, of course, 2001.
Yes, and, you know, it's always an incredibly, sad day, even 5 years later, you know, here in Manhattan for obvious reasons, as across the country.
Although there's been a remarkable recovery in some parts of New York, all but exact ground zero. There appears to be lots of life, lots of creativity, and lots of people who have persevered in spite of the disruptions that have taken place in an effort to restore.
Well, yes, and there is a cause for hope and optimism, but there are also lots of unanswered questions 5 years later about what really happened, how it happened, and why.
Explain yourself, young man.
Well, we have this film, 9/11 Press for Truth, a documentary, not a docudrama. Maybe we'll get into the ABC Disneyfication of 9/11 in a minute. And as our film shows, there are a range, a host of unanswered questions, so many, in fact, that in about an hour, the other producers of the film, along with family members, are going to be holding a press conference in Washington at the National Press Club, calling for a reopened and this time nonpartisan investigation to see if we can finally, after 5 years, get into some of the many, many unanswered questions about 9/11.
Were these questions, this is Willie Brown, were these questions raised with the commission at any point during the number of hours and places of hearings that they conducted?
Well, some of them were, and some of them have come out subsequently. For example, the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton, have come out with a book recently. And in the book, they reveal that they came very close to asking the Department of Justice to initiate a criminal investigation into why the Pentagon was holding back information about air defense that never happened on the date of 9/11. They also said in the book that they did not really ask the questions of Mayor Giuliani that they wanted to at the time because they were intimidated. So some of the questions have arisen subsequent to the event, but many of them were there on 9/12/2001 and continue to be unanswered. I'm talking about questions about the literally hundreds of pre-attack warnings that came and yet seemed to have been ignored. Questions about why Osama bin Laden was apparently allowed to escape from Afghanistan and Tora Bora. Questions about our supposed allies, the Pakistanis, and possible involvement or complicity in the attacks on the part of their intelligence agency.
Our guest is Rory O'Connor. He is the executive producer of a movie called 911 Press for Truth, and he joins us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. It's 7:27 in the morning.
Has your movie been released?
Yes, the film is being rolled out nationally, theatrically right now in a whole range of screenings. We had the world premiere here in New York City on the 7th. We also were in Oakland on the 7th with two screenings at the Grand Lake Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the website, 911pressfortruth.com, you can get a lot of information about the many showings that will be going on today, tomorrow, and in the weeks to come, including about a half a dozen others in the California state.
And who is Paul Thompson?
Paul Thompson is an independent researcher, an environmentalist by trade, who, like many ordinary Americans in the wake of 9/11, started asking questions about what had happened. But unlike many, Paul decided to do some research, and he created an invaluable online research tool called the 9/11 Terror Timeline that I commend to anyone who's trying to connect the dots, as they say, between the many reports of what happened and trying to put it together and get a more complete picture.
And does this film come to any conclusion about answering some of the questions that you said were unanswered in the commission's report?
Well, you know, as you fellows know, I'm sure, from following it, the fact that the 9/11 Commission report was so incomplete, like the Warren Commission report on the assassination of President Kennedy decades ago, this 9/11 Commission report has so many holes in it that obviously the official story is not holding up, and it has therefore left space for many, many conspiracy theories to come in. Now, what we do in our film is we attempt to report the facts. We attempt to ask the questions that have not been answered, and we come to the conclusion that a new investigation is needed. We do not take a stand on any of the many conspiracy theories that are out there right now, but instead we're trying, and I hope we succeeded, in coming right down the middle and simply laying out the facts as we now understand them, and letting the viewers, if you will, make the decision as to whether a conspiracy was behind what happened, whether it was incompetence. We really don't know, and that's why we're keeping our emphasis, as are the family members, on calling for a reopened investigation that hopefully will get a little closer to the truth this time around.
Rory O'Connor, thank you for joining us here. How do we find out more about 9/11 Press Fraternity?
The best resource I can give you is to go to the website, www.911pressfortruth.com. It has all the many showings. And also, if people are interested, there's a way that you can sign up to hold a house party and literally show the film and invite some of your friends. We're really relying on the American people to help us distribute the word.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Good luck with the film, Roy.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
7:30 a.m. Coming up, we're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. We'll be doing personal stories. Because this is about people. It happened to people. And we have changed as a country. I want to find out how. How have we changed as a country? Let's get some news, traffic, weather. And we'll be right back at you, keeping it real. 7:31 a.m., 960, The Quake.
I'm number 3 on flight 11, and the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody staffed in business class, and we can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something.
Well, thank you very much. This is Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake, and this report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. We'll start off with some traffic conditions right now. We've got lots of slowdowns north and southbound on the Golden Gate Bridge. There was a bad accident northbound that's been cleared, and southbound 101, you've got to back up from the middle of the bridge to the toll plaza. And the North Bay commutes this morning, very heavy from Novato on southbound 101 down to the 580 connecting ramp. Bay Bridge metering lights are on, and we're now backed up from the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza. Drive more, pump less in the Toyota Corolla. Corolla gets an EPA estimated 41 miles per gallon on the highway. It comes in 4 sporty models, and each one gives you more bang for your buck. Check out all 9 fuel-friendly Toyotas at your local Toyota dealer today. Bay Area weather, a beautiful day expected. Slightly cooler in the inland valleys, but we're going to have temperatures getting into the upper 80s in most locations there. Sunny by the bay and at the coast once this morning fog clears out of the way. And now some news on 960 The Quake. United Flight 351 on its way from San Francisco to Atlanta this morning was diverted to Dallas. 43 passengers on board will have to go through security screening again before getting back on board, and that flight arrives in San Francisco. It was supposed to get here about 9 o'clock this morning. That's going to be delayed. It's not clear when the flight will take off again. Flight attendants found an unattended backpack that had a BlackBerry inside it, and the flight was diverted out of an abundance of caution. Commemorative ceremonies being held across Southern California today on this fifth anniversary of September 11th. At LAX Airport, employees and passengers, as well as other members of the public, are sort of replaying a ceremony that they held on September 14th, 2001. That was the first full day of flight activity after the terror attacks. Three of the four planes hijacked in the attacks were bound for LAX. Many of the flight crew members that died were from Southern California. And in San Francisco, fire personnel at stations across the city are gathering outside their firehouses, reading the 343 names of the firefighters killed in the line of duty at the World Trade Center. Check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting quakeradio.com. That's our wonderful website. And in just a moment, it is back to more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960, The Quake.
American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles, hijacked by suspects armed with knives. This plane crashed into the World Trade Center. United Airlines Flight 175 departed Boston for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. American Airlines Flight 77 departed Washington Dulles for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon. United Airlines Flight 93 departed Newark for San Francisco, was hijacked and crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Today, America has experienced one of the greatest tragedies ever witnessed on our soil. We will not tolerate such acts.
And that, of course, was John Ashcroft from 5 years ago. It was a Tuesday, September 11, 2001. I was in the shower. When I heard about the first plane hitting, and then, of course, I got out and turned on the TV, and I saw the second one. And I was on my way to New Orleans. I was going to have paid vacation. Had to perform once at the New Orleans Comedy Festival. Debbie was going to perform. It was going to be a great week. And then the week had a little different turn. And you were going to the airport too, weren't you?
I was on my way to the airport. I was packing my bags and loading up and about to head downstairs. My drivers were waiting, and lo and behold, somebody from my office, Martha Korn, called and said, Mr. Mayor, turn on the television set quickly. And I did, and there was smoke coming from one of the towers. And, of course, I said, what is it? And she said, looks like a small plane hit the World Trade Center.
That's what everybody thought, it was a small plane.
And I was, of course, headed to New York, and I sat transfixed for a minute or so, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, watching, and the smoke seemed to be getting larger from the first hit. And then, lo and behold, there appeared to be a second plane headed towards the tower. There were other aircrafts around, but because by then, the helicopters, the news shots were all, and I just assumed that that was one of the observation
because a small plane had hit the Empire State Building. Remember that famous shot of the plane sticking out of the Empire State Building?
Right. And then, lo and behold, I saw the second hit. And that's the point at which I dropped everything that I was doing and immediately went into emergency official mode.
Not the warning as the phone mayor. Call from Condoleezza Rice, not to fly commercial.
No, that didn't come until the conspiracy theorist people came up with an idea.
No.
Maybe a sister would call me.
No. The only thing Condoleezza said was thank you. No. It was in Mature and Ross, and that's where everybody
no,
gets it.
No, it was not. It was not that Condoleezza Rice had called me. I think what was in Maturin Ross was that the federal government had been issuing alerts.
Traffic advisories.
Correct. Over the last several months to locales.
And because
San Francisco was one of the
you
locales.
You were mayor at the time.
That is right. And it was just a routine issuance of an announcement.
So it's just been misinterpreted.
Misinterpreted deliberately, not mistakenly, but that was clear misinterpretation. The State Department, I think, issued those travel advisories, as they called them, to everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody on their official list. My guess is they're still doing that, by the way. I would guess that they're still issuing some form of traffic advisories, although most of us don't seem to read them because coming back from Santa Barbara on Friday, I got my toothpaste, and I just bought a new tube of toothpaste.
You took it on board with you?
How am I supposed to know that toothpaste is potentially lethal? I've tried everything,
and it doesn't do anything for me.
Doesn't kill my bad breath. What?
Did they catch it, or did they let you?
No, they took it. They took my toothpaste. They took my deodorant, and I feel sorry for the people who now have to hang with me, because I can't afford any new deodorant.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know you couldn't bring that stuff on. And they took my sunblock.
Sunblock. You should
I was
see
in
those
Santa
bins.
Barbara. I
you
need sunblock
see those bins and see what people have thrown away.
What they did with me though, is they offered to let me go back out, put it in a box, and ship it to myself.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Boy, yeah.
You know what the cost of FedEx and that junk? Guy said, well, then I guess you want me to throw it away. I said, now I want to watch you.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:42 a.m. here at 960 The Quake. We're asking.
But you asked what I did, and I immediately went into an official mode of emergency service, went straight to the emergency 911 center, and as I arrived, other city officials had begun to gather as well. Each of them knew almost instantly. And the interesting part about San Francisco is my airport director was away. My emergency service director was away. I think everybody, my police chief met me there. My fire chief wasn't around. You're talking about everybody was some other place. But we moved, and we moved swiftly. We shut this town down like you wouldn't believe. We had a police car at every public school. We had Muni checking the tunnels. We immediately lined the Coast Guard up and called them and had them please focus on the bridges.
Divers.
And the entrance. Absolutely. We had everything going. I asked for some airplanes. I wanted some fighter planes based out at San Francisco International Airport. So if there needed to be any kind of an intercepting, they would originate from here, which cuts the time in half and blocks them somewhere out in the water.
Which is one of the problems that they had with 911 in New York.
Absolutely. I said, put those planes on the ground in San Francisco. And we went into a mode. We called the press. We set up the whole press. And then I did a pool press person. Phil Matera became the pool press person to travel with me all that day so that there could be cataloged for press purposes every step that the city was taking. We urged private employers to let their people go home, particularly those in high-rises. Some of them did follow our recommendation. But San Francisco went on an orange alert like you would not believe.
Taking your calls, too. We're gonna find out about everybody, what everybody was doing. Next up, of course, we have not John Scott, but Ellen Hyatt is in the newsroom. She has all the latest, including that diverted plane, United flight from Atlanta to San Francisco, which has landed in Dallas. And we're going to have Paul Wells, our executive producer. He's going to tell us about his personal recollections of 911. He's coming up. We also have, of course, a burst of jurors coming up. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Susie Turnbull, the vice chairwoman of the DNC, Democratic National Committee, is going to join us. It's all here. Keeping it real. Ellen Hyatt's in the newsroom with all the latest at 7:45 a.m. on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will, thank you. Got some major troubles to tell you about for this morning's commute. We're going to start off with that information. Lots of slow traffic on the Nimitz in Fremont, southbound 880. We had a multi-car pileup. It's all been moved to the shoulder right before Fremont Boulevard. But southbound 880 completely clogged between Mowry Avenue all the way into Milpitas and Dixon Landing Road. Upper deck at the Bay Bridge, metering lights are on, and we are backed up from the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza. And then as you're getting towards the metering lights, we've got a broken down car in toll lane, or actually lane number 5, just be advised of that. That's going to add to a little bit of slow stuff approaching the incline. I'm Ellen Hyatt, filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. Bay Area weather, we are going to see sunshine by the coast and by the bay after that morning fog clears. And we're supposed to have a nice sunny and hot day in the inland valleys with temperatures in the upper 80s and even low 90s in some locations. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. Playing it safe, TSA officials ordering a San Francisco-bound United Airlines jet diverted to Dallas this morning. It was all as a precautionary security measure after finding an unclaimed BlackBerry and a backpack on board the plane. It was United Flight 351 diverted out of what officials are calling an abundance of caution. All the passengers have to be rescreened still. They're working on that before the flight gets on its way to San Francisco again. It was supposed to arrive at 9 a.m. That is definitely going to be late. BART officials also looking for somebody to take over responsibility for protecting the system against terror attacks. Agency officials plan on hiring what they're calling a terrorism czar to coordinate strategies for heading off attacks, managing disaster efforts, and seeking state and federal grants for their efforts. And yes, we are standing by for news on the Hewlett-Packard scandal that's ongoing. HP board members supposed to be meeting again today after having an emergency conference call Sunday. Company chairwoman Patricia Dunn is the latest one in the hot seat over ordering an internal investigation where some board members and journalists' personal information was illegally compromised by a private investigation firm hired to find out who was leaking inside company information to the media. Stock markets, Dow is down about 15 points right now, and the NASDAQ down about 11 points. That's what's happening. And now it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to HelpYourCommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, thank you. And today's Burst of Durst is sponsored by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their specials, sales, and events. Well, I understand how we all see the world through our eyes and how it affects us. And I remember watching the events of September 11, 2001. And watch it play over a couple days, and I knew I was going to have to do jokes on it. And wondering where the hell I was going to start. I was afraid the audience might rebel, but you know what? They were one step ahead of me. I think I know why. Because comedy is defiance. It's a snort of contempt in the face of fear and anxiety. It's laughter that allows room for hope,
to creep back on the inhale. When Mel Brooks first wrote The Producers, there was a lot of hand-wringing over perceived sacrilege, to which he patiently explained that mocking Adolf Hitler was the ultimate insult. Cutting an unfathomable or ogre down to a manageable size. When the jokes work, they're a cathartic release. It's almost like group therapy. Mostly, what the audiences seem to need is reassurance. The Twin Towers may have been gone, but our spirit remained. Americans need their confidence back. So we sought laughs. Laughter is one step closer to return to normalcy, to the realization that we remain semi-normal. In the certainty that America is more than a nation, it's a notion, it's a dream, the American dream. You never heard of the Afghani dream now, have you? Except for bearded, hermetic, religious fanatics with a fetish for uneducated women dressed as beekeepers. And that's your burst of durst today. No, it was. I mean, we did jokes on September 13th. We went to a club and did jokes. Paul Wells is our executive producer. He's keeping it real with Will and Willie's kind of father. He's almost the father of the show. Where were you on 091101?
Well, I was awakened by a phone call from a friend who said, "Turn on your TV. The World Trade Center is gone." That's at the point that I entered the picture. The most dramatic thing was a talk convention that I go to every other year in New York City. I went in 2000. I went back in May of 2002 and went on a pilgrimage to Ground Zero. And from blocks away, blocks and blocks away, you start walking towards Ground Zero and your shoes start making this gritting kind of sandpapery noise as the dirt and debris that spread from the two towers. You get closer to the Ground Zero at that point, and it was amazing how much was there. And then you realize that this is not just pieces of the building, but pieces of people's lives and their very bodies that were pulverized by the collapse of these two tremendously large buildings that were being built when I was growing up in New York. And the ties that I had to people in the building, there are some friends that I lost there. There are some people that worked in those Twin Towers that many of the people I know in New York knew. The impact of standing, I went with a woman and her two kids, a police officer led us up onto the viewing platform, of looking at the Ground Zero and the hole there was just tremendous, and a breeze came up and it was chilling because you could feel the vibration of the people that were there. You could feel the entire episode and how tremendous that moment was, almost as if, in Star Wars, they have disturbance in the Force. I mean, you can actually feel that kind of thing. Then this past June, when I went to the talk convention again, the talk radio convention.
You went back?
On behalf of our show here on The Quake. Yes, and they were doing
The Quake.
Yes, they
you
were
mean.
Doing the dedication of that bronze wall on the firehouse next to Ground Zero, and they had the bagpipers that they have there today at Ground Zero, and now people are able to trace names off of that and get some peace. 343 firefighters lost their lives in there, and when I was a kid in New York, my train set was built on a thing that came down into the bedroom at a firehouse, in the basement of the firehouse, and my dad's friends and people that work with him on movies that he did of weddings and such at night as a second job.
Whoa,
moonlighting
whoa,
firemen
whoa,
worked
whoa,
with him.
Whoa,
the firemen
whoa.
In New York City
wait,
are the salt
wait,
of the
wait.
Earth.
Well, yeah, okay. I saw the cops.
Yes.
I mean, anybody from New York is pretty much salty. But the train set, what?
Oh, that was. We had a train set that folded down. My brother and I grew up in the same room.
Folded down?
Folded down from the wall on pulleys.
Oh, cool.
And it was built in a firehouse and then disassembled and reassembled in our bedroom.
Mm.
I mean, the people that were in New York and the people that are still in New York, it was the first time I went back, it was a very sunny morning and I was going into Manhattan on a ferry boat from the Jersey side, and you could feel the silence, the solemnness, and people in 5 years have recovered, but it'll never,
no.
never recover.
You know,
it'll never be the same.
I was never a big fan of the World Trade Center because I thought it was boring architecture, you know, but it did grow on me. You know, and it grew Because just those two spires, it had a clean, simple kind of grace, and it was really solid. And you see all those movies and all those TV shows.
Well, it displaced the Times Building as the
icon.
Symbol,
yeah,
of New York. Those two twin towers, and now I'm looking forward, frankly, to
the Freedom Tower,
1776. 1,776 feet this new building is going to...
Oh, yeah?
That's under construction.
The Freedom
Tower. It started in April.
Yeah.
It started in April, and they're going to have a museum in the...
So they finally approved the design, right?
Yeah. Three buildings. They got three buildings. One is done by... two of them are done by American architect. The other one is done by Japanese architect. The first one, though, is 1776. It will be... one of the tallest buildings in the world.
I remember the big joke going around at the time. We got to rebuild it. Only we build five buildings. And the middle one sticks up. So it looks like we're giving the finger to them. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
That's essentially what these three buildings represent.
Keeping it real, 960 The Quake. We got Susie Turnbull, the vice chair of the DNC, is going to join us here at 7:58 a.m. On 960 a.m.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
August 17th, 2006, 960 The Quake asks you to tell us what you think about your radio station.
August 18th, an online survey goes live at quakeradio.com.
2 weeks later, the response from you is overwhelming. You have helped us create the next generation of progressive talk radio in the Bay Area.
September 18th.
3, 2, 1. Go time.
The new fall season, coming soon on 960 The Quake.
Some warranted, some not. CNN's Jim Roop spoke with Muslim leaders in Los Angeles.
You know, there's been many outreach and understanding programs launched in the past 5 years by the Muslim American community. Among them, Open Mosque Days, featuring open dialogue, assuring the public that Muslim Americans denounce violence and terrorism.
It is important that as Americans, that no matter how hard and how difficult things get, that we remember not to lash out against each other, because it's in each other, in our unity and our togetherness, that we can be victorious over these things.
Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
United Flight 351 from Atlanta to San Francisco was diverted to Dallas this morning when the flight crew discovered a BlackBerry that could not be traced to anyone on board. The plane landed without incident. Before the plane took off, a backpack apparently not belonging to anyone boarding the plane was removed in Atlanta. CNN's Carl Penhall is in Bermuda, where Hurricane Florence is buffeting the region right now.
We have not had any reports of any material damage so far, but it's still very early. And at the height of the storm, obviously, the emergency services have said that they will just have to do as the general population hunker down and wait for the storm to pass.
Florence's winds are about 80 miles an hour. The storm is not expected to head to the U.S. mainland. Instead, it's expected to head northward in the Atlantic and then finally fizzle out in the North Atlantic. The most trusted name in news, CNN Radio.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Five.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
And good morning. It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm Ellen Hyatt, filling in this morning for John Scott. And first checking our commute troubles around the Bay Area. We're going to start right now at the Golden Gate Bridge. We had an earlier accident northbound, which is not the commute direction. It's all out of the lanes, but southbound 101 stop-and-go conditions from the middle of the bridge to the toll plaza. Reports of troubles westbound 80 as you're approaching the Nimitz. This is back up as you're getting to the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, and you're backed up from the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza, and a stall within that backup that's adding to the slow traffic there. You've also got lots of company on the Nimitz. Earlier crash in Fremont on southbound 880 has been cleared, but you're jammed between Dakota Road and Dixon Landing Road in Milpitas. This report is brought to you by Table for Six. Call Table for Six. Total adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call Table for Six. Visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. And you can check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting our website at quakeradio.com. And just to give you a little heads up here, that diverted San Francisco flight is supposed to get off the ground in about 15 minutes in Dallas. And we'll give you updated headlines during our next break. But now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
It is 8:05 a.m. on Monday, September 11th, 2006. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And Mayor Brown, we've gotten some emails here. We've gotten some feedback. One person says, this is Chris in San Francisco. Hey, guys, love the show. They all start out that way. I'm very glad that you are on the air discussing politics and current events. I'm an independent voter, did not vote for Mr. Bush nor President Clinton. I think the biggest tragedy in 9-1-1, besides the loss of life, is a lost opportunity for all Americans to come together as a nation and the world as a whole. In fact, America is more divided now than Bush/Cheney's tactics have caused rifts within many families. The Bush administration's tactics of fear and smear have disgusted me since this disaster occurred. There's no doubt in my mind that this administration will be memorialized as the most corrupt and the worst in capitals in American history. Thanks for reading this, and keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Chris, in San Francisco, and keep listening.
Chris is a good writer, too. He's focused. I assume he must have observed Mr. Cheney yesterday on Meet the Press.
Ah, I wonder if Miss Susan Turnbull, who is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, did. She's on the air with us, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Good morning, Miss Turnbull.
Hi, Willie. How are you?
Hey, how are you, lady?
I'm okay. It's a sad day, though, for America. So it's an interesting day to be talking to you guys.
Let me ask you, as an American, without reference to your party affiliation, and your title, do you feel more comfortable and safer now, let's say, than you did 5 years ago at this time?
No, I don't, actually. And I live about 10 minutes from the CIA and about 20 minutes from the Pentagon and the White House. And no, I don't feel safer. And that is why this is such a sad day, I think. I think that we had many wake-up calls in the last decade, and I think that right now we're at a point where we're no more safer today than we were, even with all these wake-up calls.
Did you watch any of the ABC's production of A Path to 9/11 yesterday, last night?
Yeah, and I was pretty disgusted. I found it really, well, first of all, the factual inaccuracies have been pointed out time and time again.
And that was the amended version.
Right, that was the amended version, and I thought that it was really a shame that all this money and effort and energy was put into something that was just wrong. And when I and basically the people who were there at the time, President Clinton, Secretary Albright, Sandy Berger, and others have explained why what was said was wrong, and I take them for their word. I also want you to know that I turned it off. I turned it off when they, at one point when they were just about to come to 9/11 to September 11th, because I just don't want to watch it. And I think that there is no good purpose served right now to have a movie that's incorrect about possibly one of the most important points in time in our history.
Where are you?
I'm sorry. I'm at a hotel conference in Washington, D.C.
Oh, good. What's the conference?
Sorry. Actually, the conference is at is for Women Impacting Public Policy. It's an organization of women in business who are, it's a coalition.
I take it you're one of the speakers.
Actually, I'm their senior Democratic strategist, and so I'm trying to keep them balanced. Fair and balanced, right?
Our guest is Susie Turnbull. She's the vice chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. She's keeping it real with Will and Willie 960 The Quake.
Now, you being critical of the ABC production, ABC tried to make it clear, though, that it was just a piece of creativity on.
Oh, yes, it was just for expediency. They had to merge certain characters and events. No political motivation at all.
Well,
no, I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, the notion that anybody watching this is going to recognize that this isn't factual, that this is, you know, that this is a dramatization is beyond the pale. And I think that ABC made a huge mistake by doing this.
Well, it was just a composite character, you know. Don Asmussen, who's a he's a cartoonist for the San Francisco Chronicle. He did this great thing. He was talking about the 9/11 miniseries writer defends composite Clinton Muhammad Atta character, citing time constraints.
Exactly. So don't call him President Clinton, and don't call it the story of 9/11 or whatever they called it. Don't bring in people's names and people's characters in such a way that it makes people believe that it's true. It wasn't true. I think it was irresponsible of ABC to put this on.
And they never mentioned that when Clinton handed over the White House, that Bush totally ignored bin Laden. That Bush said he was a big problem and you had to worry about that. That doesn't come into anything. You never see that.
Right. I mean, I think what is ridiculous, I mean, that is ridiculous, and maybe tonight or tonight's version, you're going to hear more about it, but what we've seen so far doesn't show how, despite the fact that there were memos, despite the fact that there was information, despite the fact that Richard Clark, who is a consultant to ABC, wasn't asked about this, that they continue to put this on.
Well, Richard Clark was on last night.
He
was on the Nightline thing.
He was, yes, extensively. And he commented, but he was not critical.
No. Well, I'm sure he was in the interview. They just didn't play it.
Right. Well, I mean, he has been out on very much. Certainly, in his book, he criticizes the Bush administration and what they've
done. Yeah, you can tell when the right wing echo machine starts to attack you that you're obviously having some effect on them.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, but one of the things that's really important to remember today, and I think that we have talked about this, is the bottom line is, are we safer today than we were 5 years ago? And I don't think that there's anyone out there that feels significantly safer. And I think that's a direction that we as a nation must look at and move forward with.
Susan, did you watch or hear about the interview with Mr. Cheney on Meet the Press yesterday?
Interview.
Yeah, I did. I watched it in the morning. And again, he can't talk about this and he can't talk about that. But what he neglects to remember is the time and time and time again that he has been on that show and many others, making the linkage between Osama bin Laden and the Iraq War, making the linkages that are just more, again, fabrications. And I think that's very unfortunate that this administration is so divisive. The biggest problem today, when we look at where we are today, is the loss of opportunity. The loss of opportunity for Americans in our response immediately after 9/11, which was so positive and so together that this administration has brought this country apart. And we have lost the opportunity of our standing in the world. We have lost the opportunity of the ability to move forward as one. And that, I think, is why today, looking back, I'm looking sadly back, and I'm also looking forward, hoping that there is promise in a new direction.
The fall elections, the November elections, would give Democrats the opportunity to move forward and change the feeling that Americans have about their safety, per your response. What would be the first two or three things that a Democratic-controlled House should do to begin to elevate Americans' appreciation of the conduct of their government with reference to their safety?
Well, I think that, first of all, we spent millions of dollars and tremendous effort to get the best information through the 911 Commission. And I think that if there's anything we can do, we can implement the findings and implement the recommendations of the 911 Commission. I think that would be a huge step in the right direction, because that takes in the technical things that are necessary, but it also bases it on fact, not just on speculation, and it bases it on experience. And I think that we need to grow from our experiences. I also think that earlier this year, President Bush made comments about moving away from his cowboy mentality into a more approachable foreign policy. And I think that's something that the a Democratic House and Senate will certainly play a part in by having another say, another person in the room of leadership where we can say, don't go that way. We need to go in another direction. And I think that those are concrete things. Having a voice, having the opportunity to really say no to some of the things the president is doing and saying yes about things that we as a nation can do together.
Are you optimistic about the prospect for giving Democrats that opportunity?
I am. I have been traveling a lot. I spent several days on several different occasions in Ohio, and I'm talking about like little towns, rural Ohio, and other places as well. And the sense that I have there is that people are really open for change, that they want a new direction, that they want the politics sort of dissent and fear and smear to go away. They're sick of that. And what they want is, a fair shot and a fair chance, and I think that, that is a good feeling, and that certainly bodes well for the elections this fall.
Vice Chair Susan Turnbull of the Democratic National Committee, we thank you very much for being with us here on 960 The Quake in San Francisco. We look forward to talking to you again. You're always such a decent and a nice guest, and you bring good information.
Thanks so much to both of you. I appreciate being with you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Turnbull. It is 8:17 a.m. on 960 The Quake. We're going to go to the latest news and traffic and see what we have in the newsroom. Ellen Hyatt is standing by. We're also going to be taking your calls in the next segment. Call us at 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753.
And if there's anybody out there with an extra cappuccino, I could use it.
We have personal pleas here. Here, 960 The Quake.
Vice President, today, tomorrow marks the 5th anniversary of September on terrorism. 3 years ago, the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, wondered out loud, are we creating or recruiting more terrorists than we are killing? What do you think, 5 years later? Are there more terrorists now than there were 5 years ago?
It's hard to say, Tim, and hard to put a precise number on it. It's changing and evolving to some extent. We've done enormous damage to al-Qaeda, to the leadership of al-Qaeda. We've captured and killed hundreds of their senior people. By the same token, you've got wannabe organizations, al-Qaeda organizations out there now that have only a remote connection to the center. The groups, for example, that the Brits have uncovered recently, these are second-generation immigrants to the U.K. These are not people living in the Middle East or who have grown up in...
Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. It is 8:19. And first checking traffic, we've got some troubles for folks that are traveling through the East Bay. Two right lanes blocked on eastbound 580 with an accident at Hacienda Drive. And we've got a backup through the Livermore area from Airway Boulevard. And reports of a three-car crash westbound Highway 4 near Railroad. Apparently backup there from A Street all the way into Pittsburgh and Railroad Avenue. And Bay Area weather, that morning coastal fog is supposed to clear by the middle of the day. And the farthest inland temperatures fairly warm, upper 80s, low 90s. And temperatures by the water, 60s and 70s, once that sunshine comes out. And here is what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. Just about to get off the ground, that diverted flight from Atlanta to San Francisco is leaving Dallas momentarily. In an abundance of caution, as they're calling it, officials made the decision to have the flight land in Dallas after finding an unclaimed BlackBerry device on board this United Airlines jet earlier. The TSA officials found and removed an unattended backpack in Atlanta. Flight's supposed to arrive at SFO around 11:40. And San Francisco citywide remembrances include local city firefighters reading the 343 names of the firefighting victims at the World Trade Center outside all of the neighborhood fire stations. Stock markets, Dow down more than 35 points, the NASDAQ down more than 12 points. And that's what's happening up in just a moment. It is back to more with the dynamic radio duo, Willie Brown and Will Durst. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go in. Call now.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently, I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for Progressive Talk, 960 The Quake.
We're going now to a new place where, you know, even the songs we sing will have a completely different meaning. Example, you know, America the Beautiful. Who can sing now with the same meaning we had before? Of one stanza of that that goes, so beautiful for patriot's dream, that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. We can never say that song again that way. David, you've been terrific to have me on tonight. I'm so sorry for this. The hour grows late, but...
Yeah, you're fine. You know, you're a professional, but good Christ, you're a human being. And my God, to not see this.
Christ, you're a human being. Speaking of Dan Rather, that was David Letterman. That was probably, what, a month afterwards? October of 2001. We're keeping it real. It's 8:25 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're here on 960 AM. And we're taking your phone calls. We want to know, we were asking for your personal, where you were. Who cares? We don't care. We all saw it on TV. We all did the same thing. But the question that we should be asking right now is, are we safer? You feel safer. I don't. I just think they're going to... This is an ongoing thing. That was the opening salvo. And of course, the coal was before that. The first 93 World Trade Center bombing was before that. It's an escalation. It's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We got Bob. What are you? The program director
That'll
for
work.
A couple of stations. You're the PD.
KDW and the Quake.
Yeah. And your name is Bob Agnew.
That's it.
And you used to be at KCBS. You've been all around, KMBR for 120 years,
right?
And now you're here. And you were at KMBR, right?
Yeah, that was probably one of the toughest situations, running a sports radio station.
Yeah, let's get light and frothy.
Oh, man, that was, thank God for network programming. But you know what? We talked about this.
Who was your network?
We had...
Thank God for network programming.
Well, quite honestly, guys like Gary Radnich and Ralph Barbier were not equipped to talk about world events like that.
Well, nobody is. I mean, happens.
But at least a little bit more sense of calm, and here's what we know, and not speculation. I think one of the things you just said, and I think it's very important, is where are we right now, and where are we going? I watched that documentary last night too, and it just points out the politics. Nobody wants to take responsibility, pass the buck, ramifications of my decision, as opposed to make a decision. And are we any safer 5 years later? I mean, today, as you listen on the radio or you watch, you know, CNN with its 24-hour live recap of the events that happened, that's depressing. The point is, where are we? And Willie, you were mayor at the time. Are we better off now in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, the Office of Emergency Services? Have we taken active steps? And what steps do you take to be more prepared to handle crisis?
I think that all America is probably more sensitive and more responsive to a crisis challenge. But when you ask, are we any safer? The answer to that question has to be an absolute no. We're not safer. We're not safer because we've created an environment in the world where we are more unacceptable than we've ever been. We're more sensitive to people who wear different headdress than we are accustomed to. I was in the lobby of the Four Seasons Hotel, and there were five people that walked in, and they each were holding a cup of coffee of some sort. Two of them had on turbans, and I immediately reflected upon my Axis of Evil comedy routine that had cited the fact that all of a sudden, as Americans, we are beginning to instantly react to people with headdress and with scarves and with other kinds of things, and all the images of things come up in our minds about what these people really represent. That's unsettling, and that clearly means that we are not more comfortable now, or as comfortable than we were several years ago, even though the units of government are clearly more attuned to crisis management than they were before 9/11.
You know, we're more attuned to crisis management, but the bigger issue is, where are we heading? You know, we've got the midterm elections coming up very soon, which the Quake will be all over, and we'll be doing special broadcasts, and we have the
57 days.
We have the election for a new president. Where are we going? You know, what do we see in the future? 40-plus years in the political arena. Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Do you see some significant change? Have we learned anything?
Well, what we have learned, we are not applying. Politicians are far more hesitant today than they were yesterday and the day before to make any decision. Politicians are more riveted on poll numbers than they are on performance enhancements. We just don't make decisions anymore. We don't have the courage to make the decision. Leadership in a democracy requires decision making. It requires you to listen to everything, every source of information.
But everything's political now.
But it has to be your decision. Politicians don't do that anymore. No. They test everything.
Consultants.
That is correct. They test everything, they seek advice, and then they try to make the decision that will enhance their popularity. The democracy won't work with that. That's not leadership. That's not what you ought to be admired for. Kennedy's profile and courage ought to be the hallmark for everybody who's in this crazy business. That's why I don't feel any more comfortable or any safer, because I know the leadership is making decisions based on their popularity and their survivability, not mine.
Like Bush flogging this horse to death, just running security into the ground with everybody. Like Cheney going on TV yesterday. Oh, I never said they had weapons. Yes, you did. You spent an entire year, and you knew that there was a build-up to the midterm elections. Yes, you did. And no one, even Russert, wasn't able to call him on it. And they just say, no, I never said that. And they think that the American public has, you know, the memory of a gnat.
Bob Agnew, your reference to the DACA drama last night. In that DACA drama, they demonstrated exactly everything that I just said.
Right.
The arguments were never with whether or not we should capture him. The arguments were, will you take the heat if exactly. we don't, if there's any collateral damage? It wasn't about whether or not you captured him. That decision, everybody agreed, he should be captured, but I don't want to be the one to say, go.
Right. It looks like you got a lot of good calls that are lining up. Let's jump into those.
Well, it's
8:30. Grab one right now.
All right. We got Steven in St. Helena. Steven, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I want to talk about the miniseries last night.
You saw the first half. It was
right.
Part one.
To me, it was like it should be called the Path to 911. Excuse me, for dummies. it was bad acting, a bad script, and my main concern is that people are going to walk away from this with such a watered down version of events. And, you know, okay, so they took some pot shots at Clinton, but it really wasn't that bad, and it's no worse than what right-wing radio does on an hourly basis. So,
but don't forget, that was an amended version. That was the after all the criticism, after everybody called up.
Right.
That's what they ended up with. We don't know what the previous thing was.
Yeah, but to me, it's just bad TV. And you know, I think the worst thing about it is people are going to walk away ill-informed and believing that, you know, this is how the events unfolded. But nevertheless, I watched it.
You get to watch tonight?
Well, keep in mind, there were actually some pointed references to the commission's report. They actually excerpted items out of the commission report. So I'm not sure that I agree for the total condemnation that you've just talked about.
Stephen in San Helena, thanks for calling. call tomorrow. Tell us what you think of part two. We're taking your calls. Are you safer now? Are we safer now? Will we ever be safe? Again, give us a call here at 866-960-5753. Bob Agnew, thanks for joining us here. All right. And we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. We got news. We got traffic. We got weather. It's 8:33 a.m. Keeping it real. 9:60 a.m. The Quake.
We've done a hell of a job here at home in terms of homeland security, in terms of the terrorist surveillance program we put in place, in terms of the financial tracking program we put in place, and because of our detainee policy. We have spent billions on homeland security. Now, you can always find more you can spend funds on, but the fact of the matter is, I think we've done a pretty good job. And I don't know how you can explain 5 years of no attacks, 5 years of successful disruption of attacks, 5 years of defeating the efforts of Al-Qaeda to come back and kill more Americans.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:34 at 9:60 The Quake. I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning. And we're going to start off with some traffic to tell you about. We've got major delays for folks that are traveling through the Pleasanton area in Livermore Valley. Two right lanes are blocked, eastbound 580 with an accident at Hop Yard Road. And we've got a backup from Doherty and Airway Boulevard in the Livermore Valley. Also, a three-car crash, left lane partially blocked, westbound Highway 4 at Railroad Avenue, and we've got a backup from Railroad Avenue to Lone Tree Way, and stop-and-go conditions getting to that upper deck of the Bay Bridge. You're backed up from the 880 overcrossing to the Toll Plaza, and the metering lights are on. Be the office hero. Win a company holiday party for 20 coworkers by entering Hornblower Cruises and Events. Be the office hero sweepstakes. Simply cruise to hornblower.com for details. No purchase necessary. Discover why Hornblower is always a pleasure. And now some news on 960 The Quake. United Flight 351 now back on its way to San Francisco. It was originally from Atlanta to San Francisco, but got diverted in Dallas this morning. The 43 passengers on board had to go through another security screening before getting back on board. Apparently they found a BlackBerry on board that nobody could claim. And also in Atlanta they found an unattended backpack inside. And out of an abundance of caution, they diverted the flight just in case. There is boosted security on BART today, just in case. BART officials also recognizing this 9/11 anniversary day with a moment of silence that's coming up at 8:46 California time so that BART customers can take part in that. And BART also honoring the victims and heroes of the nation's worst terror attack by running messages on the train station digital signs every 15 minutes. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit Quake Radio, our wonderful website.com. It's quakeradio.com. And coming back in just a moment, it is more with Will Durst and Willie Brown on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball. October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right. The world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend. Featuring flesh, fetish and fantasy. Plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop leader sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
960 The Quake. The state of our union. With one difference. We tell the truth.
And yet, if you ask the American people, is the war in Iraq a part of the war on terror? This is what they now say. 46 yes, 53%, a majority say it is not part of the war on terror.
I beg to differ. Let's walk through it. Look at where we are in Iraq today. I do think we've made major progress. 5 years ago, Saddam Hussein was in power in Iraq. Iraq was a major state sponsor of terror. Saddam Hussein was providing payments, bonuses to the families of suicide bombers. He had a history of starting two wars. He had produced and used weapons of mass destruction. It was one of the worst regimes in modern times. We moved aggressively against Saddam Hussein. Today you've got Saddam in jail where he's being prosecuted for having butchered thousands of people.
He's in jail, but every time he goes to court, he just storms out. I love that. He just leaves. What kind of a trial is that? I'm out of here. You know, at least somebody has an exit strategy in Iraq.
Well, I went back to look at the report of suicide bombings in Iraq prior to our adventure into that operation.
There were no suicide bombers.
Thank you. And that's why Cheney, who just absolutely fabricates information on an as-needed basis, I thought...
as-needed.
I thought Tim let him get away yesterday with that business of, oh, no, Saddam. He didn't answer the question about whether or not...
there was a link.
That's right.
No.
Never answered that question. He went to the business of, aren't we better off without Saddam being alive, or without Saddam being in charge, without Saddam being able to perpetrate the kind of conduct.
Saddam was a bad guy, but there's a lot of bad guys out there. You know, are we going to take out all the bad guys?
Tim went after, and Tim said, okay, now, Mr. Vice President, if that's your standard for going after Saddam, let me tell you about this little fellow in North Korea. And then he listed all the things that he has more nuclear arms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Had him at the time that you went into Iraq. He was more of a threat he had used. And he just went right through all the things that had been done in North Korea by that leadership. And he said, now, explain to me why you would choose Iraq. No direct answer to that question.
I'm shocked.
So the administration obviously had an agenda on Iraq.
They had an agenda from day one, from January 20th, 2001. They wanted to go in Iraq. He totally ignored bin Laden when Clinton handed it over. Remember Condoleezza Rice handed him a briefing?
In August.
Oh, yeah, in August, less than 2 weeks before. Osama bin Laden determined to attack America from within. If you want to know when and where, just turn to page 3, you freaking idiot. We're taking your calls here at 960 The Quake. Give us a call at 866-960-5753. Are we safe? Are we safer? Will we ever be safe? Let's go to line 1. Ryan in San Francisco. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Hey, Ryan. We're doing good. What's up, buddy?
Great. You know, this morning my wife and I were reflecting on where we were this morning. And I was explaining to her at around this time, I was with our great Mayor Willie Brown in his office with his Chief of Staff, Eleanor Johns, Deputy Chief of Staff, Steve Cava, and Phil Mateer. And I was explaining how calm and collective our mayor was when there was another flight potentially on its way to San Francisco. And my question to Mayor Brown is, is he doing anything to train other big city mayors on how they act in the event that this is going to happen again?
One of the roles that the Institute, the Willie L. Brown Jr. Institute, has undertaken is to offer assistance on a private basis, non-publishable basis, to young aspiring politicians, office holders, and others. And yes, we have been doing that kind of work with some of the office holders in the state of California. As a matter of fact, I was not on the air last Friday, and it was because I was in Santa Barbara with a collection of state legislators who wanted the benefit of my previous experience, and Homeland Security was one of the issues, Ryan. And I was telling Will earlier, I may have violated some of the protocols of Homeland Security because I showed up at the airport with toothpaste, with sunblock, with breath mints, and a whole bunch of other things that got confiscated by the airport people in Santa Barbara, unless I was willing to go out and rewrap them and ship them, which would have cost me...
It's so ridiculous.
My only shot at the airplane. Yeah. So few planes that leave.
In terms of time and money.
That is correct. But, yes, there are not only my institute, but there are other mayors who've been similarly exposed as I have been. In the U.S. Conference of Mayors, we do share that information of best practices. And one of the major centerpiece items for best practices, how do you handle the prospect for a tragedy? San Francisco is unique in that regard because from Mayor Agnos on, there has been constantly passed on at least a memorandum of what my predecessor did, whether it was Agnos, whether it was Jordan.
Yeah, we had a little thing in 89 here, didn't we?
Yes, and Agnos obviously was heralded for having done just an excellent job. Well, we have built upon that in San Francisco, and Mayor Newsom is now the beneficiary of that work. And with the woman who is being trained down at the Institute in Monterey, she's been one of the 25 people selected in this nation. Anne-Marie Conroy has been selected as the one of the 25 people to go for that very special training that Homeland Security is doing down there for 1 year. She will come out as an expert. She'll already be on the San Francisco payroll. We have built a new facility, and Mr. Newsom's familiar with it, where the cops and the fire people sit side by side at the 911 center, so we no longer have the miscommunications that obviously took place in New York and were not asked about by the congressional committee, or by the committee designated by Congress to investigate 911. Those kinds of things we have dialogue about with politicians at the Institute, Ryan.
And let's go to line four, Rod in Santa Rosa. Here,
good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you today?
Thanks for joining us on 960 The Quake. What's up?
Tough day for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
You know, your question whether we're safer than we were 5 years ago, who knows? You know, I'm not real thrilled with what's going on in Iraq or has been going on in Iraq, but there was one comment you made I wanted to give correction a little bit, I guess. I don't know if they've proven it or not, but if they've ever proven the claim, Cheney wasn't saying that they were paying off suicide bombers in Iraq. The allegation was that Saddam was making $25,000 payments to the families of suicide bombers in Palestine.
Ah. So that's where the $25,000.
That's where the like I said, whether or not that allegation was ever proved, who knows, you know, but.
Well, I simply reflect
the allegation they made at the time to connect Saddam with the, you know, with the ongoing terrorism in the world.
Well, that's always the effort that people make when they've made a decision that is proven to be not based on sound facts. And of course, Mr. Cheney admitted yesterday that the information supplied by the intelligence sources had not been accurate and would not be operational.
You didn't mention that he cherry-picked only the things that agreed with him, did he?
No, he did not.
Funny how that escaped his attention. Thanks for calling us, Rod in Santa Rosa. We want you to join us as well. Coming up next segment, what would Willie do? We're going to ask the mayor a question right now. Ellen Hyatt's in the newsroom. But keep this number in mind, 866-960-5753, or go to quakeradio.com, hit the Contact Us button at the Willie page. We are keeping it real, but there are news, there are headlines, there is traffic, all here on 960 The Quake.
We are here in the middle hour of our grief. So many have suffered so great a loss, and today we express our nation's sorrow. We come before God to pray for the missing and the dead, and for those who love them. On Tuesday, our country was attacked with deliberate and massive cruelty. We have seen the images of fire and ashes and bent steel. Now come the names, the list of casualties we are only beginning to read.
Good morning. I'm Ellen Hyatt in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. Checking Bay Area traffic. We've got some major delays on the Nimitz. That's a rough ride, and it's southbound 880. You're jammed between Dakota Road and Milpitas Dixon Landing Road area because of a serious injury crash that we had earlier at Alvarado Niles Road. It has since been cleared out of the lanes. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge completely jammed into the maze, and you've got those metering lights on at the Toll Plaza and stop-and-go conditions up the incline and on the bridge itself into San Francisco. And Bay Area weather, we're supposed to see sunshine after the morning fog clears in the inland valleys, also by the water, and partly cloudy conditions at the ocean. Some of that stubborn fog is going to stick, but we are supposed to see sunshine by the bay with temperatures in the 60s and 70s, inland upper 80s and low 90s. And now it's back to more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend,
Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
We asked you for your input. Now you get to hear the results. The new fall season. It starts September 18th on 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of national, local, or international importance. Every day he digs deep into that well of wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience in public service have instilled in him in a segment we'd like to call What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor, we've been speaking all morning about this, and you've actually touched on the subject a bit a little earlier, but let's get into specifics. What is it that one man, one politician in a position of public trust can do to make America safer, San Francisco safer, the Sunset District safer?
I knew you'd get it to be personal. The Sunset District.
What would
do you
Willie
have a
do?
Particular street?
The Turtle Hill.
Yeah. Where there formerly were two trees. In the backyard.
Yeah.
Now it's kindling. On the question of safety, what can any single elected official do? There are very few things, if any, that a single elected official can do in the world of ensuring the safety of the people generally. Safety issue is one that requires a considerable amount of interaction with people in the world of communications, with people in the world of direct online safety functions and responsibilities, in the world of health delivery system, in the world of a transportation delivery system. One single individual, if he or she has the authority, can execute the program, can make sure that everybody adheres to the program, can hold the people accountable, and can do so in a manner that will enhance the opportunities for survival or for relief in case of a crisis. If you fast forward, I should say backwards, to Katrina in New Orleans, and you were the mayor of that city, and the prospect was there 72 hours or so before that something horrible could occur in your city if the levees broke, you could institute all of the standard protocols that you should have had in place for the purpose of exercising good judgment to protect and minimize the harm to the people. You could probably can't do much to avoid the physical harm to your city, but you certainly can reduce the harm to your people. You can do so by making sure the cops cover the schools, by making sure the delivery systems of the facilities for health care for the disabled are in place. You can do those kinds of things. And if you carry out your function, your role, and understand it, you can be effective at providing some level of relief. That's about all you can do.
Which is all you can ask. That's what would Willie do. Coming up in the next hour, we got Big Ed Schultz is going to join us in the first segment. And we're also taking your calls. A couple people online, 866-960-5753. Keep it real. Will and Willie, 960 The Quick.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
CNN Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten, live in New York. The morning here has been spent remembering those killed at Ground Zero. Many members of the uniformed services came to the World Trade Center site, like paramedic Orlando Suarez, who lost a co-worker.
Her name is Yamel Marino. She was working for Montefiore Medical Center on that day, and she raced to the towers on that morning, and sadly she died in the collapse.
Suarez says that it bothers him that 9/11 has been so politicized and thinks it distasteful that today, of all days, people protesting the government are demonstrating at Ground Zero.